T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A lot going on this weekend. Of course, early voting started on Saturday, but even before that, on Friday, we were allowed to go back to the movies.
Oh, yeah, baby.
CPXY, 98PXY, the number one hit music station, Corey James and Breezy. You can jump into the show as well at 585-222-9800. Did you go back to the movies? We talked last week about how the AMC in Webster was open, the Regal Victor. By Eastview Mall and Victor was open. Breeze, where did you go? You went with your brother this Saturday.
I went with my brother this Saturday to Eastview Mall.
Okay.
To the Regal and Victor.
Yep.
It was like riding a bike. It was like coming home. Yeah. Nothing has changed.
It's interesting you bring that up because full disclosure, did not go to the movies this weekend. I've got a 1.5-year-old, so I'll probably never go to the movies again. It's very sad. But
I don't think that has anything to do with the pandemic, though.
But I think, yeah, exactly. That's just normal parent things.
Right.
But I think back to when we weren't allowed to go to restaurants for those months. And then finally going back, it was a little weird. It felt a little weird in a good way. But I really missed this. I'm so glad this is back kind of feeling. But it wasn't just like right back into the groove.
Right.
For that. But you said that's not how it was, at least for you, when it comes to going back to the movies.
Well, I mean, it was, for me, I was excited because it was very much a ghost town.
Yeah.
Like I said before, we went to a matinee, so it's not like it was a prime showing hour with or without a pandemic.
Right.
I like when there's not a lot of people in there. It makes me feel safer. Like I said, with or without a pandemic, just because there's crazy people in the world.
Sure.
So I liked that aspect of it. And we went up to the concession stand. There's plexiglass, the whole nine, like you see at any given, you know, convenience store or just the way of the world these days with the plexiglass. We got the goods. Popcorn.
Goods. Why are you talking the goods? What do you mean the goods?
Why are you talking
like a drug deal? You know, you got those goods. You got those goods.
What I've been waiting for.
We
talked about this last week.
This is your main reason for going.
Going to the movies is so heavily driven by, you know, the popcorn consumption.
Yep.
That it really does. It's like 80-20, right? Like 80% of me wants to go for the popcorn, 20% of me wants to go for the movie. No. And that's just honesty right
there.
That's not honesty.
I mean, you can always say it about no matter how bad the movie is. Well, popcorn is great.
Popcorn is always amazing. So we get the popcorn, we get the drink, we go in, and we walk into the theater. And my brother, so how this works is you have to pre-order tickets. I know that was a thing that you could do before pandemic.
And it was recommended,
but it wasn't mandatory. So what you have to do now is you do have to get your tickets beforehand on the website or the app or whatever you use. And on the website, it'll show you, you know, the rows that are blocked off. So once you physically get in the theater, they're not blocked off, but you can see online beforehand, oh, you can't sit in, you know, row C because that's the spacing.
D12 and D13 or whatever. Gotcha.
So we sat in row D, and we were the only ones in the theater. There was a couple other people in the back where, like, there's like handicap seating and there's a railing.
Sure.
They were in the way back.
Okay.
And then we were four rows in front of them. So it was just the six of us in the theater.
Okay.
They are way behind us. And then since I haven't had movie theater popcorn in so long, I basically inhaled it in one sitting. before the, you know, before the movie even came on screen.
Well, okay. What size popcorn did you get?
Like the biggest popcorn.
How did you finish that before?
Well, it was me and my brother. Still. We're just savages. Like absolute savages.
That's like a bathtub of popcorn.
I know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You don't understand the level of obsession.
I guess not.
So, this is when I look at my brother, Max, and I go, so are we going to get more? What's going on here?
You animals.
And he's like, well, we can't.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what do you mean we can't? He's like, well, because of COVID, you can't refill this bucket. They're not taking the buckets back.
Oh, boy.
I just about laid on the ground and died. I just about lost it.
Oh,
I was like, you
wow.
lie. Oh. I go, you lie.
He said, like, no, it's true. So this is confirmed?
So the only reason he knew this was because when he went to the movies in Pennsylvania months back to see the Tenet or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Tenet.
He couldn't do it. And then it said it on the screen when he was buying the tickets. Can't do it.
Oh, no. Listen.
It was fun while it lasted, kiddos.
It's a bummer. But I just can't help but bring up the irony of that situation based on the show last week when we talked about Old Breeze, you know, before being new and improved. When she was more of a work in progress, the move that she used to pull.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, yeah, this was kind of genius.
And they were like, they were almost like jealous that they didn't think about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit
kind
of that.
Of thing.
She would scavenge for used popcorn buckets.
Okay, don't use the word scavenge.
That's what it is. And then she would pull it out of the trash.
I would know.
The garbage
Corey's
picker,
telling the story wrong.
As the garbage picker that she is.
I would and see then, it on top, yep, lightly grazing.
Still in the trash. Still in the trash. And then she would take the popcorn bucket, Mosan over to the concession stand and say, refill, please. Refill. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then they would stare at her. Probably with confused looks on their faces. Like, we definitely didn't see you buy popcorn before.
But it doesn't matter. My mom could have been in there buying popcorn.
Yeah.
My mom could have gotten
they
it.
Knew.
I could have been meeting someone.
I've got a theory. They knew. They knew
they
every time.
They didn't know.
They just didn't want to make a big
little
deal about
Sally,
it.
Little Sally, 16-year-old Sally, her first job ever. She doesn't know what's going on.
But now,
those days are dead and gone. They were dead and gone before the movie theaters opened back up, just because I've matured so much as an individual and grown so much.
Clearly, yes.
But they're really done for good because of the fact that free refills on popcorn buckets are a thing of the past.
Yeah.
I love this for my portion control. I hate this for my...
I was going to say. Like
my obsession.
So I guess this...
it's awful.
I would rarely ever do the refill move.
Oh, yeah, you're a hero.
The only time I would, and that's that was when...
Oh, you're so skinny, Corey. Tell me about how skinny you are.
No. If you manage to get through the whole thing after the movie, going and get it to go, because if there's
one... That's the power move right
there.
If
there's one thing that I love, it is stale popcorn.
Soggy.
Yes. Oh, just letting that extra butter soak in for a couple of
Marinate.
Days. Oh, so good. That's when I would pull that move. But no more. So there's that. You got to imagine this is probably the end of it, right? They're not going to go back. Because when it comes down to it, it's also cost savings for the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, because popcorn's so expensive.
They haven't been open in 6 months, Breezy. You want them to stick around? They got to cut costs where they can, all right?
Well, that's okay, because my brother went and got more. So.
He did not.
He did.
He did. Another $19 large.
All in all, we spent $100 on the movie. <I'm sorry. laughs>
You did not! $100?
No, I think I'm being a little drama.
$87.
$50 or $60.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. The movie theater will remain open because of Max and I.
Yeah, apparently there's that.
And I am a hero.
You are the stimulus package for movie theater.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!